Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. Following the jubilant victory over Nachash, king of Ammon, who had sought to exploit the weakness and instability of Shaul's new monarchy, the nation united to celebrate a renewal of Shaul's revitalized kingship with Shmuel in Gilgal. This chapter is the final transition from the leadership of Shmuel to that of Shaul. Shmuel opens the coronation ceremony with a powerful oratorical address. He begins by returning to an earlier theme, words of rebuke to the people for having requested a king. Abarbanel points out that Shmuel's rebuke at this juncture cannot be attributed to personal feelings. He has already handed the reins of leadership over to Shaul and invested in his success. Nevertheless, he still cares for the people and is responsible for their moral education, and so wants them to understand their own wrongdoing. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Vayomer Shmuel el kol Yisrael. Hine shamati bikolchem l'chol asher amartem li, va'amlich alechem melech. Shmuel said to all of Israel, "Behold, I have listened to your voice, to all that you have said to me, and I have appointed a king over you. And now the king leads you. And I have grown old and gray. My sons are here with you, and I have led you from my youth until this day." Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Hineni anuvi neged Hashem v'neged Mishicho. Et shor mi lakachti, v'chamor mi lakachti, v'et mi ashakti, et mi ratzoti, u'miyad mi lakachti chofer, v'a'alim einai bo, v'ashiv lachem. Here I am, testify regarding me before Hashem and before His Anointed One. Whose ox have I taken? Whose donkey have I taken? Whom have I cheated or oppressed? From whom have I taken a bribe and looked the other way? Let me repay you here and now. Pasuk Dalet Vayomru Lo Ashaktanu Velo Ratzotanu Velo Lakachta Miyad Ish Me'uma. And they said in verse 4, "You have not cheated us nor oppressed us. You have not taken anything from anyone." This is a striking summation to Shmuel's illustrious career as the leader of Israel. Of all that Shmuel has done for the Jewish people, what he highlights as he steps down from his tenure is that he hasn't oppressed or taken advantage of anyone? Before we address this question, let's hear Shmuel out and return to this issue at the end of the perek, when we will be able to address it more fully. Shmuel continues with a nutshell overview of Jewish leadership. Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Vayomer Shmuel el Ha'am, Hashem asher asa et Moshe ve'et Aharon va'asher he'ela et avotechem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem, who made Moshe and Aharon and brought your forefathers up from Egypt. Malbim notes the transition from the personal to the national stage, which he explains indicates the two levels of Israel's wrongdoing in having asked for a king: the offense against the honor and dignity of Shmuel himself, and the sin against Hashem by expressing their preference for a human king. Shmuel continues with a synopsis of the wonders and miracles that Hashem has performed on behalf of the Jewish people, to remind them that ultimately it is Hashem alone who is the savior of the Jewish people. Hashem is the one who designates the leader of the nation, as he did with Moshe and Aharon. And therefore, they were wrong to attempt to preempt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, by asking for a king before the time was right. Shmuel seems to take a huge leap in time in Psukim verses 8 and 9, from our forefather Yaakov to the exodus from Egypt, and from there to the time of Sisra and other enemies we faced in Sefer Shoftim. This, too, is a form of rebuke, implying, you want to live as a nation b'derech hateva, according to the laws of nature, to forego the kindness and mercy of Hashem? You haven't learned the lesson of history, that even at times when you were not worthy of salvation, Hashem saved you from the hands of your enemies. When Yaakov came down to Egypt as an individual accompanied by his family, he miraculously reproduced and became a nation that suffered relentless persecution until they cried out to Hashem. And even though by then they had become unworthy, Hashem sent Moshe and Aharon to save them and brought them to this land. Once settled in the promised land, again, you backslid into sinfulness. The intense punishment once again led you to cry out to Hashem for relief. Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, Vayishlach Hashem et Yerubal, ve'et Bedan, ve'et Yiftach, ve'et Shmuel, vayatzel etchem miyad oyveichem misaviv, vateshvu betach. And Hashem sent Yerubal, Bedan, Yiftach, and Shmuel, who saved you from the enemies surrounding you, and you lived securely. Rashi, citing the Gemara, explains that Yerubal is Gideon, who argued with the Baal worshippers. Bedan refers to Shimshon of the tribe of Dan, who saved Bnei Israel from the Plishtim. And these leaders, Gideon, Shimshon, Yiftach, whom the Gemara terms Kalei Olam, the lightweights of the world, are equated with the champion, so to speak, heavyweights, Moshe, Aharon, and Shmuel. Every generation is assigned the leader best suited to its needs. Shmuel was trying to emphasize to the people that in every generation, from the time of our forefathers until today, Hashem has always sent us leaders who have helped us maintain our connection to Him. History has demonstrated that we are not a nation like any other. It is our deeds and relationship with Hashem that determine the course of events. We are always under Hashem's direct supervision, and no human king will ever be able to shatter that framework. Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12, Vatiru, Ki nachash melech bnei amon ba'alechem, Vatomru li, Lo, ki melech yimloch aleinu, Vahashem elokechem malkechem. Nevertheless, when you felt threatened by Nachash, king of Ammon, you turned to me saying, No, we want a king to rule over us, failing to appreciate that Hashem is your king. Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13, Ve'ata, and now, Hine ha-melech asher b'chartem asher sha'altem, ve'hine natan Hashem aleichem melech. Behold, here is the king whom you have chosen, whom you have requested. Hashem has given you a king. Shmuel describes two possible outcomes of the new system of leadership. In Pasuk Yudalid, verse 14, Shmuel expresses the positive option. If you fear Hashem and serve Him, listen to His voice and don't rebel against Him by observing both the positive and negative commandments, then your king will be an instrument of salvation for you, functioning as an emissary of Hashem. However, if, as described in Pasuk Tetvav, verse 15, if you do not listen to Hashem and observe His positive and negative commandments, then you will be punished, as your forefathers were when they sinned. Shmuel then proceeds to give a sign to impress his message upon the people. Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, Halok tzir chitim hayom, ekra el Hashem v'yitein kolot umatar, ud'u ure'u ki ra'atchem rabba asher asitem be'enei Hashem lish'ol lachem melech. Although it is now the harvest season, in which rain does not fall in Israel, I will call out to Hashem, and He will send thunder and rain. And with this you will know that you have done a great wrong in the eyes of Hashem by asking for a king. Pasuk Yudchet, verse 18, Vayikra Shmuel el Hashem, Vayiten Hashem kolot umatar bayom hahu, Vayira kol ha'am me'od et Hashem ve'et Shmuel. And Shmuel called to Hashem, and He sent thunder and rain on that day, and the people feared Hashem and Shmuel greatly. Malbim derives three messages from the sign. First, he demonstrated Hashem's power to subvert nature. Thus, the people erred in preferring human governance to direct divine supervision and salvation. Secondly, Shmuel demonstrated that he is capable of effecting change even in nature through prayer. And as long as he would lead them, his prayers would have brought salvation, and therefore the people erred by rejecting his leadership. Finally, the specific nature of the sign itself demonstrated that something that occurs shelo be'onato, outside of its proper season, can be damaging rather than productive. The proper amount of rain at the right time is a blessing, while rain at the wrong time can cause great damage. So too, the right king at the right time would be a great blessing for the Jewish people, but having asked for a king at the wrong time might prove dangerous. Therefore, you will have to exert special care to act in accordance with the will of Hashem. Pasuk Yudtet, verse 19, Vayomru kol ha'am el Shmuel, Hitpalel ba'ad avadecha el Hashem elokecha, ve'al namut, ki yasafnu el kol chatoteinu ra'ah, lish'ol lanu melech. The nation cried out to Shmuel, Pray on our behalf to Hashem, lest we die, for we have added to our sins by asking for a king. Vayomer Shmuel el ha'am, al tira'u. Atem asitem et kol ha'ra'a hazot, ach al tasuru me'acharei Hashem, va'avadetem et Hashem b'chol levavchem. Shmuel said to the nation, do not fear. Even though you have done all this wrong, do not turn away from Hashem. Rather, serve him with all your heart. Do not deviate from Hashem to serve that which is empty, for it is futile. False gods will not save you. Ki lo yitosh Hashem et amo, ba'avur shmo hagadol, ki ho'il Hashem la'asot etchem lo le'am. Hashem will never abandon his people for the sake of his great name, for Hashem has sworn that you are his nation. Dat Sofrim explains these words as both reassurance and rebuke. He explains that there are two forms of Hashem's conduct of Israel, that which stems from love and greatness, and that which stems solely from the promise of Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo, Hashem will never abandon his people, even if they are undeserving of his love, in order not to create a desecration of his name. The Jewish people are the chosen nation of Hashem. This is both a privilege and a responsibility. Should we live up to the responsibility, Hashem will reward us with his great love and direct supervision. Should we fail to do so, still Hashem will never abandon us, both in order to avoid a desecration of his name, and because he is ever hopeful that we will return and restore our connection with him. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23, Gam anochi chalila le'mechato la'ashem, mechado li'itpalel ba'adchem, v'horeti etchem b'derech hatova v'hayishara. I too, says Shmuel, far be it from me to sin against Hashem and to refrain from praying on your behalf. Rather, I will continue to teach you the right and proper path. Only fear Hashem and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for you see how much Hashem has done for you. But if you act wickedly, both you and your king will perish. I haven't forgotten that we left an unanswered question earlier in today's shiur. We had noted the oddity of Shmuel's testimony before Hashem, that he had not taken a single donkey from anyone, nor had he oppressed or taken advantage of anyone. It is significant to note here that this perek serves as the haftarah of Parashat Korach, the section of the prophets chosen to accompany the weekly Torah portion of Korach. In Parashat Korach, we read of the rebellion of Korach, his challenge to the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Divrei HaYamim, we are taught that Shmuel was descended from Korach himself. Mishpitzot Zahav suggests that in this speech, Shmuel corrected the sin of his forefather Korach by validating the authority vested in Moshe Rabbeinu. We may note several parallels between the parasha and the haftarah. In both cases, the authority of the leader appointed by Hashem is challenged. In both cases, the leader defends himself with the very same defense. Moshe Rabbeinu also testified before Hashem, saying, Lo chamor echad mehem nasati velo hari'oti et echad mehem. I haven't taken a single donkey from them, nor have I harmed a single person. The very same claim made by Shmuel. In both the parasha and the haftarah, the leader demands of Hashem that he perform a miracle to validate his words, and in both cases, Hashem complies. Hashem was willing to subvert nature to teach a fundamental principle of Jewish leadership, one which placed Shmuel HaNavi alongside Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen as the triumvirate of ideal leaders of the Jewish people. A successful Jewish leader is a giver, not a taker. His entire life is devoted to a life of service, serving the people he leads. As Rav Dessler taught in Michtav Me'Eliyahu, giving and loving go hand in hand. The ultimate sign of a leader who loves his people is one who gives unreservedly, taking nothing in return, not even that to which he is entitled. And this is what characterized the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and the leadership of Shmuel HaNavi. And this is why he so readily agrees to continue to serve, even after they rejected him. He loves them and will continue to guide them spiritually and pray for their welfare, giving of himself for the remainder of his days. Thank you for learning together. Li'ilui nishmot imhotenu ha'ikarot, Esther Oppenheimer alea shalom and Sarah Schenker alea shalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.